Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I thought I would do another live call-in show. I really enjoyed it last week, and it was nurturing to my soul, and so I thought I'd do it again, because I trust that it was probably nurturing to someone else's soul. So if you would like to get on the air, the phone number to do so, 319-527-6217. I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive. I'm a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready for something, love, a business, new work, increased earnings, a more beautiful existence, better home, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Program. Oh gosh, I just launched something today. The self-esteem sermons, if I can get it out of my mouth. The self-esteem sermons. I don't know why I'm struggling to say it. I thought about it all weekend, and it was definitely divine guidance, and I rejected it, as many of us do when we get divine guidance. We reject it. We come up with stories as to why we can't do it. But this morning, I sat down and really put the copy together and launched it. So it's 8 sermons on how to improve your self-esteem, particularly around an area that you are looking to manifest. What I saw over 2020 and even in 2019 as I was doing readings, that what was going on energetically had a lot to do with self-esteem. But I'm usually talking to really generally high self-esteem people. But there's that one little piece, and it happens to be the piece around what they're trying to manifest most. And so I was like, I need to do some research. So I spent a good part of 2020 researching self-esteem and the spiritual principles of self-esteem, so that you can transform it, increase it, and manifest with greater ease. Because when the self-esteem is low, it's difficult to value yourself. It's difficult to move through your journey and make decisions that are for your highest good. It's also really difficult to hear your intuition. And so I created the self-esteem sermons. They'll start December 23rd. You'll get the first recording. And it's a recording. So, yes, it's the holidays, but you can listen and receive the information in those recordings as you are inspired. And it comes with some soulful homework. It's really designed to specifically speak to the areas of our self-esteem that tend to be lower, around the areas of our life where we're most trying to create a result. I read in my research, Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow this year. It had been on my list, and you know, with it being a pandemic, I got time to actually read things that were on my to-be-read list, and that was one of them. And going through that work over and over and over as I went through that book, the common message was those that do what they love and prosper, they have the self-esteem to support it, and those that don't have the self-esteem to support it. So I wanted to create something where if you are feeling called to do something and you are concerned about whether it's actually going to happen because of self, as a result of your self-esteem, this is a tool that can help you really shift that and make different choices. Really, that's the message Spirit is giving me. We make a lot of choices from that low self-esteem mindset because it becomes a bit of a default. And so if we can shift that set point, and these sermons are designed to do that, then we can start to open ourselves up to greater opportunities, whether it be for that romantic relationship that really matches our needs. You know, I see it consistently. People with really high self-esteem in one particular area of their life, when it comes to one little area, they tend to stumble. And it's usually the area where they value the most, right? And it's almost like when I tune into someone and their self-esteem is low around something they want to manifest, in those situations, they feel like they have to like become a different, or they actually do, like energetically, as I tune into them, it's like they lose sight of who they are. And so it is definitely a tool to help you return to a place of authenticity, to return to a place of confidence, set better boundaries. It's a really great program. So the self-esteem sermons, they launch in 2 weeks. You can register now on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and it has a payment plan. Oh, and if you register within the next 24 hours, you get a session with me. So that's a really great value. I love creating great value. Okay, so if you would like to go on the air, 319-527-6217. If we don't get any calls, I will just do a reading for all of us now, and then I'll wrap up. So, okay, let's, as we start the week, what do we need to know? I'm shuffling the cards here. And I know there are a lot of intuitives and psychics and mediums that do readings at the beginning of the week. This isn't probably going to be a routine for me. I felt inspired to do a call-in show today, and so I'll do a reading for the week for everyone that's listening. In whatever time and space you're listening, this reading applies to you. And my prayer, my deepest desire, my intention is that this reading serves you to make different choices, different decisions, and to act in a way that is for your highest and greatest good. Okay, let's look at this. My goddess energy. I'm reading with two decks. I've mixed two decks together as of late. And all right. So we're starting with the High Priestess, and it's all about divine knowledge, but more so it's stepping into your spiritual superpowers that we often forget when we're in a state of worry, fear, doubt, shame. We forget that we have been working on ourselves. We forget that we have all these tools to really create a life of our dreams. And so it's the theme or the anchor card of this week is to really use that divine knowledge. And how to use that divine knowledge. So what the second card, as we're looking at this story that we're telling here, the second card is go outside. And I have come to accept that this card means think outside the box. When it's in the second position, it means it's a block, something that might get in the way. So you need to use your divine knowledge to not get caught in ruts and routines that don't serve you well, and really challenge yourself to consider another way. We think we know exactly how to do something, particularly around spiritual practice. Maybe you have a way of manifesting money. Maybe you have a way of manifesting love. That's awesome. That's amazing. But this week, you're going to be called to do something a bit differently that serves you for the greater good, that's outside of your normal routine. And in that, the advice card is to simplify. So really think about eliminating all the fluff around your spiritual practice, because that divine knowledge card, that High Priestess, really represents our spiritual superpower. So it's cleaning up, to simplify your life, is really cleaning up things that take you outside of that power, things that make you feel less than. Like for me this week, I know a lot of news over the last couple of months. And I got to the point where it was weighing me down. Right. And so I know this week, one of the ways I'm being outside of my box is I'm not putting the news on as much. I'm going to say as much. But I still want to check in from time to time. But yeah, like think of things that you can clear out of your routine that will help you reconnect to your spiritual power, your spiritual strength, your spiritual courage, your faith, right? And so that might mean you, if you're a person who, when you're uncomfortable and you get prone to anxiety or you get really stressed out, and so you're going to have to try something new to manage the stress. So you're not going to just sit in the stress because you're too powerful for that. You're going to have to do something differently. And it may be things you've done in the past, but you haven't been currently doing them. And maybe you have a different routine. So just try something new and clear out all the things that are working against you, even ways of being. So maybe you're just used to, I'm just stressed out. Oh, you know, we're going into shelter in place again in some areas. And so you tend to, last time we were sheltered, you ate a lot and just sat around. I know I hear constantly from people that they've put on the COVID-19 and more. And you want to do something differently, like find another way to cope with this experience. And is this challenging? Are we in challenging times? Do things not make sense? Are things not showing up the way we are all accustomed to? Yes, yes, yes. But we still have to show up and do life. But how beautiful. What if this time has shown up so we can try a new way of doing it? So be willing to do that. And then predictively, you'll clean up some things from the past. You'll clean up some blocks and barriers that are keeping you from being in your truth. You're going to see a new version of yourself emerge. If you are still feeling like you're living in a past you, maybe the you in March when we first went into shelter, this is the time to step outside of that and imagine a new you, and that will be created. So you will clean up some things. So very much, I watch a reading every Monday from a psychic that I've followed for years and studied under. And my cards are very similar to hers in the sense that this is going to be a week of figuring it out and feeling discomfort and knowing how to move out of that discomfort without outside circumstances having to change. Sometimes it's very easy to feel good when things are going well, right? And so we come to accept that, okay, if things are going well in my outer experience and I feel good inside. But what if Spirit's saying, and that is what Spirit always says, is that your inner world determines your outer world. And so it's those moments when you're not paying attention to your stress, your worries, your doubts, your fears, when you're in that state of lightness, in that state of calm, in that state of peace, you hold that energy long enough in those moments that you're not conscious of always, that you create blessings. And so what if we just start to consciously and intentionally spend more time in that space of calm and peace and tranquility and lightness and playfulness to create our reality? And is that going to be a little uncomfortable? Yes. Is that going to make you question yourself? Probably. But you have the tools to create a transformation. You have your meditation, you have your prayers. There is a gazillion resources on the internet. You have affirmations. And if your old affirmations that you've been listening to aren't working, pick a different affirmation recording. Pick a different one. It's just try. That's really what this message is saying, is try something new that's in alignment with your highest and greatest self. And then you'll see a different result show up. And get excited about that result now, because it'll be really great. Because it's only 7 days in this week. And then we get to shift into new energy. But I always believe in what I say, and why I am an intuitive coach, not just an intuitive, is because I always believe you can change your energy. You can always change your energy. And that will create a new result for you. And what is it, practice changing your energy, especially if you've been in a routine? Yeah, I know for me, I am going through something right now where I am responding to the routine of being a certain way. And I have to challenge myself to shift out of that way of being in order to learn and grow and to do and have all the things that I want to be and have. Life doesn't just happen, friends. If you're really wanting to go to the next level, if you're really wanting to expand, it takes some grit. It takes some devotion. It takes not necessarily time. We love to think things take a long time, but they don't. They really don't. What takes time, per se, in quotes, is the willingness to shift, right? The willingness to consider that there might be another way we have not considered. And these cards are encouraging you to do that. That block card that came up in Think Outside the Box, that's what it's saying. It's saying be willing to consider another way of being. Ask spirit, ask your divine self, ask God how you can see things a little bit differently. What, and in that, in the asking, you're going to get an intuitive message. But intuitive messages are not designed to be a hug. I mean, they are, but they're not designed just to hug you. They're a doing. That it means you to receive this guidance, and then you need to go and do what that guidance tells you to do. Yeah. And then it starts to get really fun. It starts to get really fun. But you have to get back into that state of playfulness. You have to get in that state of lightness. You have to get in that state of joy. And you might have to do something differently. You might have to clean out some clutter, eliminate some experiences you no longer need to have. Eliminate some practices that aren't serving you well, adjust practices. I think one of the biggest things with why this pandemic is lasting as long as it is, I mean, A, it's just the nature of it, but B, it's because so many people are resisting it. So clean up that resistance and be the person you truly want to be, and be aware of when you are falling into old patterns and be willing to expand out of them. Okay. Well, since I don't have any callers on the line, I think I'm going to pull some cards on, I'm going to do a well-being reading, which is something that I include in the 2020 month-by-month readings this year. And it's broken down to the first one is love. And this is in reference to romantic love. What we all need to know, those listening to this program, about romantic love this week. Positive words. Use positive words. Use positive words. Use positive words. Be mindful of what you're affirming, particularly early in the day. If you are affirming that your partner sucks, then your partner is going to suck. If you're affirming that dating sucks, then dating is going to suck. On the flip side, if you're affirming that I appreciate my partner and I know he appreciates me or she appreciates me, it's a different energy that you're creating. Doesn't necessarily mean you're like being manipulative or you're controlling your partner. You're creating an energy space in which you can operate in using your words. Same goes for money. Well, you know, how you feel about things in the morning and what you say about it is how it will show up throughout your day. So really use positive statements, positive words, to open the gate of manifestation around money. Or no, love. This one was love. The next one's money. A new dawn. Whew. Yes, I think a lot of us needed this card. A new dawn around money. The worst is behind you. Positive experiences are on the horizon. So here we are. We're repeating a pattern of our culture. We're going back into shelter in place. I know we are here in the Bay Area, and so it's very easy to revert back to energetically the way we were in March, right? Around money, around resources, around opportunities, thinking like, oh, we're shut down and nothing's thriving. But that's just a lie. Right, I've had multiple conversations with people this year that they said this has been one of their most prosperous years. And I really believe that it is a mindset that we hold, right? It's a confidence that we hold. It's a way of being. So this card is saying the worst is behind us. A new horizon is available. And to step into that, you have to believe the worst is behind us and that we're okay. That no matter if we're open or not open, you're still going to be financially well. And affirm that often, always. You're going to be financially well. All will be provided for. You will be taken care of. All right, and then let's look at wellness, health, body, quiet time. Yeah, it's not a time to get all up in a whole bunch of chaos and junk and noise, right? It's time to take to rest, to meditate, to contemplate, to be at peace, right? So to create wellness in the body, to continue to be healthy and well, get quiet, right? And the message of this card, one of the lines of this particular card is listen more than you speak. So it's a time to listen to your body. It's a time to listen to intuitive wisdom, things you hear repetitively. My rule is if I hear something three times, I need to take it into consideration and affirm, right? Affirm in your mind and in your being. Call in an energy of tranquility, of peace, to ensure that you are taking great care of your body. I kid you not, a lot of us are in stress right now, not just about the pandemic. Maybe we've gone through a job change, maybe a relationship change. Maybe we're feeling uncertain about our professional life. Whatever it is, this is a time to quiet the inner chaos, the inner worry wart, the inner world is feeling upside down. And so if we can get quiet, our intuition is going to kick in and tell us exactly what we need so that we can thrive in this moment. So get quiet. It's quiet time. Rest, relax. Turn down the volume inside of you. And what I do is, even though I was doing it right before the show, is it's a 5-count inhale, hold 5 count, and then exhale 5 count. If you do that 10 times, you will reset your nervous system. It will raise your vibration. It will help you to quiet all the noise within you. It's really fascinating how it really does quiet all the nerves. So again, it's an inhale for 5, hold for 5, and then an exhale for 5. And do that 10 times. You can do it when you're listening to a guided meditation. You can do it just sitting on your own. You can do it anytime. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to shift energy in your body, in your mind, in your being. Yeah. So that's how you keep yourself healthy this week. And then lastly, good fortune. Let's look at good fortune. That's the last one. Good fortune or luck. What you need to know. This is the well-being reading that I include in the 2020 intuitive readings. Oh, this card came up in the main reading. A lot around letting go of the past. So look at your past experiences loosely and don't feel like you need to recreate them. And if you notice a pattern, then ask yourself what needs to shift within me so that I don't repeat this pattern. Yeah. So it's my spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying also there is guidance, not fear, but there are little pieces of wisdom that you've collected from your past that you can pull forward to create a fortunate result in your life. Yeah. It's not taking the past on. But it's definitely looking to see if there are nuggets of truth, right? Things that hold firm, that you know work for you. While at the same time, the first reading I did for you, the 4-card for the week, said that you are going to have to think outside the box. You are going to have to simplify things. So you don't want to take a whole bunch of it in, but there are things that you know that you know that you know that you've developed from the past. So use that for your greater good. I actually managed to talk that whole time because, you know, that's what I do. So I'm going to wrap now. Thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. I am an intuitive and a coach. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com and take a look at that massive result package. It's the best value that I have right now. It's an investment, but it's so worth it. The experience that you will have by engaging in that program, working one-on-one with me in an abundance amount of time will allow you to shift things moment by moment so you're always staying open. Here's what I say, and I'm a person that goes for really big things, and I'm always challenging myself, and I'm always wanting to go to the next level, and I have, you know, a project list as long as my to-be-read book list. And one thing I know, one thing I'll say to myself when I'm really struggling, I'll be like, man, I wish I had a me, because I have a wonderful way of tuning into what's going on. I have a wonderful way of letting you know exactly what's underneath whatever you're going through. And the wisdom that flows through me, I allow the purity of the wisdom to flow through me. I have that gift. I know how, because I love God so much, like I know how to take myself out of the equation, be fully and completely present to the divine wisdom that is going to be the insight that helps shift things for you. Now, with that being said, I can give you all the answers from spirit, but you have to have the consciousness to receive them. And so what's so great about that Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Program is that I really help you clean out all the things that get in the way of you connecting to the higher truth that exists within you. So check that out, Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Program. It's amazing. It's fun. You'll manifest some really cool stuff. And if nothing else, your life, I mean, if nothing else, the whole thing is an amazing experience. But in addition to that, you're going to develop a way of being. You will shift your way of being. You will move into higher levels, and you don't go backwards. That's what's so wonderful. You stay in that higher state. So it's totally worth it. Totally, totally worth it, because all the good things come from the higher states. I love you. Thank you for listening. Till next time.